January 11th, Monday. What are your rules? Decree, rule. Number 1, a fixed or constant rule. Exodus 12:14 and Leviticus 16:34. Number 2, rules and regulations established and commanded by God Himself. Deuteronomy 4:1 and 5. Number 3, the holy law which states that God governs over life and the absolute rules and manners that God's people keep and follow. 1 Chronicles 24, verse 19. The law for the burnt offering and the temple. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out. One person can save his or her family line and region. You must find this answer today. This means not to let the fire burn out. In other words, more important than receiving answers is constantly asking the question, "What is my current condition?" By doing so, your eyes and words will change. In order for this to take place, what kind of temple must you build? Number 1, don't let the fire extinguish on the altar of burnt offering. First, build a temple where you can always enjoy the power of the gospel that was given in the beginning. From the moment you hold on to this covenant that overcomes Satan's authority, you will be able to overcome everything else. Second, just as the Israelites held on to the blood covenant and experienced the Exodus, build the temple where the light of Christ's covenant and authority is always lit. Finally, do not lose hold of the power that arose in the tabernacle on the wilderness path, but firmly hold on to it. In doing so, you'll be victorious. Number 2, 24 hours, the light of the lighthouse and the court behind the curtains. In order for all the people and believers in their tents to pray toward the tabernacle and for everyone to gather, God gave instructions to keep the light of the lighthouse and the fire behind the curtains perpetually burning so that Gentiles could receive salvation, sojourners could pray while passing by, and children could gather. If you can give your 24 hours to this temple, then every problem will be solved. The works of overcoming the forces of darkness take place only when you gain spiritual strength. That's why you must hold on to the answer of only uniqueness and recreation. And starting today, pray for God's grace. If you enjoy scheduled prayer before going to sleep, your eyes will open to see God's presence in all of your fields. That is 24 hours. Dear God, may I build the temple that has its lamp perpetually lit. Help me to enjoy your true power that never extinguishes. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.